Hey there, this is the Beard Out Podcast, a podcast where we talk about two of the greatest things in the world, beer and Weird Al. And we're coming at you completely pre-recorded from a split-level cave 20 miles below the surface of the Earth. And we are proud to be a member of the Odd Pods Media Network. So, let's just get on with this stupid show. Episode of the Beard Al Podcast. It's the podcast where we usually talk about two of the greatest things in the world, beer and Weird Al, but we're not talking about beer today. This is all about Weird Al because it's all about Weird Al Radio, which has kind of had the whole Weird Al world abuzz for the past week-ish or so. And oh my God, I have the man who made Weird Al Radio happen on the show with me. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm still in this motion of figuring out why this sort of worked. I'm confused by it. It's amazing how it's a whirlwind of things that's been happening.
Trust me, I totally get that, because when we started this podcast about Weird Al like 2.5 years ago, we had no idea it was going to work, but it worked, and it worked way better than we ever expected it to.
Yeah.
So I'll just say, Weird Al works. So right here at the start, I feel like my audience should probably know what it is that's been happening, but just for the sake of like you dropping all the things you need to drop, tell everybody like where you are, where they can find this, because there's a limited time left to hear it, and just kind of.
Absolutely. So we're a radio station in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we're kind of in a moment of transition. We went all Christmas November 1, knowing that after Christmas we were going to be changing formats, which is still top secret. So we figured, what do we do? And that, do we keep playing Christmas music between the Christmas and New Year's weekend, or do we just have some fun? And randomly in a meeting, we just kind of said, yeah, that'd be fun. Let's just play a Weird Al song over and over again. And we started listening to Amish Paradise. Joe, who's my boss in his office, and we went into this rabbit hole of Weird Al songs. And before you know it, like, time has gone by and we're still listening to Weird Al. And then we're like, wait, this could be the thing. This could work. Let's do it. But we were doing it for fun, honestly. We weren't expecting people from all over the world wanting to listen. It's wild.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I knew that this was a big deal in Weird Al news when every person under the sun who keeps my name in the same Rolodex file as Weird Al in their mind started messaging me. Did you hear about this Weird Al Radio? Did you hear about this Weird Al Radio? And I'm like, yes, first of all, I'm going to be one of the first people to know that Weird Al Radio exists, because like this is what I do for my life. But like, I knew that this was important when the messages started rolling in to me. So I guess like one question I definitely have for you is, how has it felt to be like the recipient of like this onslaught of Weird Al fandom?
It's again wild. I have no words. We launched it at 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon I had to turn off my notifications on my phone. Twitter was blowing up and I was being tagged and everything, all because I tweeted out there that we were doing this, and it just stuck, and it kept coming. Them getting text messages from buddies like, have you seen your Twitter? Because you're blowing up. And I'm like, I know. I turned off notifications. So, yeah, it was just something that we weren't really expecting. And folks from the UK say, how come we can't listen to your stream? Or in Australia. And it's just wild.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how Weird Al fandom goes, man. People outside the U.S. are like starving for Weird Al content. And they're like, why can't we get it here the way that we can get it everywhere else? Like,
there's ways. If just Google how to listen to streams outside of your country, there's ways. I'll tell you that. So if they're listening to the podcast right now, you still got time to figure it out.
Yeah, Weird Al himself did the same thing when Weird the Al Yankovic Story came out on Roku. People outside of like Roku's purview were like, how can I watch this movie? And Weird Al was basically like, there's a very important place that you can look for on the internet to find it, you know. So, you know, anyhow. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what we'll leave it at that.
We will leave it at that. I listened to you talk on the Too Much Scrolling podcast, like at the beginning of this Weird Al radio thing. And it was like right when it started, and you hadn't had any like real like data, like streaming information about it yet at that point. So I'm curious to know, what kind of numbers have you seen from playing all Weird Al all the time?
Yeah, well, I could tell you, we don't have exact numbers, but we could see kind of the graphs right now and how it's panning out. And normally, obviously, you know, it makes sense. Christmas season, your streams go up. So we're on par to doing Christmas, because usually after Christmas, everyone stops listening online. So we've pretty much have been replicating, like, if we never stop playing Christmas. So it's nice. Pretty amazing. I can't wait to see the stats, though, to see also where those streams are coming from, because it's going to be all over the place. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, if you see a huge uptick from Florida, that was probably me.
I love it. I love it.
I mean, it's so amazing. And I feel like you have inadvertently filled a void that Weird Al fans have been itching for the longest time, because streaming is one thing. Like, I have various Weird Al playlists for various occasions in my life, but I know what's coming up. You know, there's something special about hearing that thing on the radio.
Yeah, it is a different vibe, because I mean, we've had this planned out for a handful of months. I mean, since July, we knew that we were going to be doing this. So I had time to prep, and I was on the Spotify's listening to all of his music and realizing, oh, this is going to be hard to dwindle this playlist. There's so many good songs. And then, so when we were coming up with the playlist, it was more of a, you know, kind of a two points, right? Like, A, let's grab the songs that everyone knows, and B, the songs just made me laugh that I haven't heard before, like, or whatever the case may be. I'm like, we're playing that too, because it made me laugh. So, yeah, that's how we chose a playlist. And you're right. I think it's definitely triggered something. When folks are listening online to versus a radio, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I will tell you that it has been very interesting for me to hear the songs that kind of got picked to play on this station. And I had an extreme moment of joy as a person when the Hamilton polka happened.
I love it. Yes.
Because, like, that is so new, that's so fresh for Weird Al. And it's, in my opinion, like, the pinnacle of his polka prowess. And I kind of love that you put it out there on the radio for people that may not have caught the Hamel drop and, like, didn't find it that way.
Yeah. For me, on that one, I could tell you flat out, I'm a big fan of Hamilton. I got to see the play, and I like the soundtrack. I like the remix soundtrack that was released. So when I was scrolling and saw the Hamilton polka, I'm like, I got to check this out. And boom, I'm like, instant, we got to play it. It's so good. So good.
And like, I don't know how deep you are into like what Weird Al people are doing, but I'm in like several Weird Al fan groups online, and they're kind of picking out like why you put some of the things on there that you put on there. Like, why are there no, why isn't this on there? Why isn't that on there? And I love that you basically just answered, like, we picked what we thought was funny. Like, yeah, we did, like, yeah, the ones everybody knows. And so, like, people, if you are in the Close Personal Friends of Al group on Facebook, or if you're in any of those other groups, you have your answer. They went with what they thought was funny.
What made me laugh, honestly, were the hits, were obviously the core, and then what made me giggle while I was going through Spotify. That's exactly it.
I love it. So, I need to, because, I mean, this is going to be a real quick, you know, bonus episode for us, because you're wrapping this up, like you said. So people, you know, I'm going to put the link to where you can stream this in the notes for this episode. But you have a very limited time left to do it, because this is coming out like the ball just dropped. It's New Year's Day right now. So you have basically, 2 days.
A couple days. Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing. It blew up even more recently because I was checking my email and I got one that was the subject that said Weird Al Radio. And I look at who it's from. And it says Al Yankovic. Weird Al actually emailed me. And this blows my mind. It says, hey, Eddie, just heard from Bean, who forwarded along your email. Thank you so much for the Weird Al Radio. It's been such a treat to listen to. And of course, the fans are losing their minds. Hope you and yours are enjoying the holidays. And thanks again for this wonderful honor. Your new best friend, Al.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Amazing. See, amazing.
That's the dream.
Dream, right? I think in my 20 some years of radio and interacting with a bunch of folks, I think that's by far is the coolest email I've ever gotten.
I love that. Weird Al is the best human being that has ever walked this planet because we have something in common in that way. I did a VIP meet and greet with him twice, this past year on the tour that he did. And the first time he saw me, he was like, oh my God, it's you. Because he knew me from this podcast. And then my second time through the meet and greet, he literally looked me in the eyes and he goes, it's so great to see you again. And he remembers. He knows the people that
that's
are
amazing.
Like pouring their love into the thing, what he put out there into the world. So welcome to the fold, my friend.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's the common denominator that everyone keeps telling me who's met him in the past, that he's the nicest guy. And you could tell just by watching YouTube videos of him and talk interviews. It's like he's just a chill. He is who he is and he's cool. And so it's been a lot of fun. It's actually been an honor for us to do it because the guy is so talented. Mm-hmm. So to be able to pull this off and know that people love it, we're just happy that you guys love it. So awesome.
Yeah. And we're so happy for it. And I will just say I'm going to be sad when it goes away. I feel like Weird Al Radio should be a thing that exists everywhere for all times, but I totally understand that this is what it is. It's the stunt that it is, and that's totally great. It's the best stunt that ever stunted.
That's funny. Yeah, maybe we'll find home somewhere else for it. So we got to start thinking about how to do this.
Yeah. Well, if you need extra Weird Al content for Weird Al Radio, just talk.
Yeah, maybe a morning host in your future.
Oh, stop it. I would do it in a heartbeat. You know that.
I love it.
I guess here at the end of this, if you want to kind of tell people, where they can find it for the brief time that they can still find it.
Yeah, absolutely. KZ1043.com. That was the website of the radio station that we're getting rid of. So KZ1043.com. You'll click on it. It'll say Weird Al Radio all over the place. A big listen live right there on the front. And there's also a little barcode that you can kind of look and see if you could a little teaser of what we got coming up and when we're going to actually pull the trigger. So check it out and just enjoy. Enjoy.
Yes. People, please enjoy. There's a special, again, it's a special feeling you get hearing Weird Al on the radio. So get it while you can.
Lord, I appreciate you so much. Thank you. This is awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Eddie, for being on the Weird Al podcast. This is probably the first episode where I haven't had beer, but hey.
Next time we'll do it again. We'll do a recap soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I would love to have you back to do a recap soon. Please.
The
door is always open.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here.